With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. hit Venezuela with a large-scale strike and said that its president, Nicolas Maduro, had been captured and flown out of the country after months of stepped-up pressure by Washington. It was an extraordinary nighttime operation, according to President Trump.
President Trump says, in part, quote, "The United States of America has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. This operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement," unquote.
That is correspondent George Williams reporting. The FBI announced on Friday authorities disrupted a potential terrorist attack that was planned for New Year's Eve in North Carolina. U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson says the 18-year-old terror suspect had been reading ISIS materials
and eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York. He pledged his allegiance to ISIS with that undercover agent. And he disclosed his plans to, quote, "do jihad soon."
And the man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at a local grocery store and fast food restaurant, all in support of the ISIS terrorist group. President Trump angered some fellow Republicans with his end-of-the-year vetoes.
The president used his veto pen for the first time in his second term, rejecting two bipartisan natural resources bills. One of those bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. She's a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. Boebert wrote online that she hopes the veto has nothing to do with political retaliation. She went on to say, "This isn't over." Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new study asked people about their scripture reading habits.
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, quote, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end." This is SRN News. A woman is arrested in Maryland in a road rage incident.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. The Oxford Bus Company in the UK is taking inventory. The company has more than 4,000 lost and found items collected in 2025. Among them, keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets. They're among the most common. But there are other things like a bag of rubber ducks, box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, and a jar of pickled onions. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.